Queso fresco is a curded cheese, and in that particular case, you use a combination of milk and buttermilk, and the reason we use buttermilk is because it's acidic. Then you add to it vinegar, and so that vinegar, again, causes the separation of the curd and causes those milk solids to clump together. So it's then heated to a certain temperature.
We're at 63.
We have the curd, and it separates, and then you use rennet, an enzyme, to harden those curds, and then you use a colander and a cheesecloth or a nylon net to separate it, get rid of the excess weight.
So we just kind of twist it?
Yep.
And then in that particular case, all you do is add salt for flavor.
This is not a Pinterest fail.
Right.
This is a Pinterest success.
Autumn Hansen, a student at the class, says that waiting for the milk to boil can be a little time-consuming.
But otherwise, it's been pretty easy, so I tried to make it at home once, and it turned out more like Jell-O, so I'm hoping this one turns out a little better.
If it doesn't, Dinstel says it's okay if your cheese is more soupy than solid. It's still workable.
You never have a failure with cheese. You may have just invented a new cheese.
Julie Castillo works at the Extension office in the Matanuska-Susitna borough. She says the cheese classes began with cow shares in Matsu. People can't legally buy raw, unpasteurized milk in Alaska for health reasons, but they can contribute to a cow's upkeep in exchange for part of the milk it produces.
So knowing that in the Matsu, some of this is happening, and you get more milk than your family can drink in time before the milk goes bad, I thought, well, let's offer some cheese classes.
Agents from the Alaska Cooperative Extension Service also offer classes in dial gauge testing, yogurt making, and pickling. If you'd like to see more information on how to make cheese, you can go to the KMXT website. I'm Kayla DeRoche.